Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince William and Kate Middleton's £3,300 secret Heathrow menu revealed. That's the headline from Hello Magazine. Hello writes, their luxurious Windsor suite at Heathrow Airport that has really got us talking. Hello looked into the exquisite culinary delights of the suite, which is crafted by Michelin-starred chef Jason Atherton and served to guests by a personal butler. Atherton's menu features light and seasonal British produce, ranging from light snacks to more indulgent options. Instagram photos from real-life passengers show an array of sweet treats, including one showing decadent pastries filled with pistachio and drizzled in honey. Another photo shows chocolate fondue served with marshmallows, shortbread, and fresh strawberries. The royals can order as much as they like from the VIP menu. A pass to the Windsor suite gives guests access to unlimited champagne. Kate and William's culinary luxury doesn't stop when they leave the lounge, as British Airways' fine dining menu for first-class passengers is a feast for the eyes. Previous seasonal menus have included oak-smoked Gressingham duck, Italian burrata with summer truffle and lobster tortelloni with clam and sweet corn chowder. At over £3,000 for a two-hour service, dining at the Royal-approved Windsor Suite is a steep affair, though not off-limits to the general public. Anyone willing to splash the cash for this luxury VIP service is welcome to. You just have to be a first or business class passenger. One thing we assume is not on the menu would be bugs. An exchange between Kate Middleton and Prince William is going viral after Kate was photographed offering her husband a jar of dead bugs. The Independent recaps that last week the couple hosted for key members of the Sustainable Markets Initiative, as well as the winners of the first Earthshot Prize Awards. However, at one point during the reception, the Duchess of Cambridge appeared to shock her husband when she offered him a jar of dead larvae, which Getty notes is used as livestock feed, with photos showing Prince William turning away in disgust. In one of the photos, the Duchess, who was smiling, held the jar up near her husband's face while the Duke can be seen grimacing. While he initially seemed horrified by the dead bugs, Prince William ultimately accepted the jar, with a photo posted to social media by the official Earthshot London 2021 Awards showing the Duke holding the tub of larvae while the Duchess looked on in amusement. We also got a peek inside Kate Middleton's handbag. When arriving in Glasgow for COP26, Kate Middleton was pictured carrying a slightly open Smithson tote bag costing around £645, which gave royal fans a rare glimpse of what she likes to bring with her on trips. The Mirror asked, "So what was inside?" Well, it appears some folders and possibly even a slim laptop. Maybe Kate was doing some work on the train. Meanwhile, according to the book, Kate, a biography, she also tends to carry four items with her: a compact mirror, blotting paper, a handkerchief and lip balm. And if her bag is big enough, the book says she sometimes brings her camera to snap some personal photos. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Charles got some good reviews for his performance last week, perhaps passing the audition to be the next king. Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams told The Express, "The Prince of Wales gave a strong, succinct speech at COP26, following that at the G20, where he also spoke of the environmental challenges we face. What was particularly significant was its pragmatic tone and his emphasis on the need for a partnership with the private sector to save the planet for future generations. He put its cost into trillions, but said it was a partnership between governments and industry, with the latter needing to be confident that they could rely on continued support from the former. He has in the past called for a Marshall-like plan for nature, peoples, and planet. As he reminded his listeners, he has also, in his Terra Carta, promoted sustainability and specifically reached out to businesses. For him, the result of the COP26 in Glasgow represents the culmination of half a century of campaigning on the environment. He urged the world to be on a warlike footing when facing the scale of the threat from climate change and biodiversity loss." The Mirror wonders if Harry feels snubbed for being left out of the Queen's speech last week. In her speech to world leaders at COP26 Climate Change Summit, the Queen praised both Prince Charles and Prince William for their work highlighting the cause, but didn't mention Prince Harry. And one royal expert has said Harry can't have it both ways, as he's no longer a working royal. Royal expert and author Angela Levin told OK Magazine, "I imagine he could well feel snubbed. He's missed out on this climate change discussion, which he's trying to work for as well. But you can't have it both ways. You can't be independent but part of it. I don't believe he's grasped that. I couldn't see why Harry would be mentioned. He isn't a member of the royal family now. He's doing his own thing." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.